So we'll continue on Volume 28, April 1st, 1930. Oh, sorry, that's right. Okay, sorry. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. I believe in God, the Father, almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father, almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, for the sake of his sorrowful passion. 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 Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. 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 Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. 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 Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. 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 Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. 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 Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One. Jesus, I trust in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Volume 28, April 1st, 1930. My daughter Louisa, as many times as you go around the ocean, the sea of my divine will, so many places you, Louisa, take in the divine will. And you, Louisa, form your little drops within this sea, this ocean, that dissolve in it and remain inseparable. Okay, so again, Jesus is showing us this is the prayer said at Holy Mass. And we feel your little drops that love us and form one single life with us. Okay, it's the may we share in the divinity of Christ. And we say, Triune God says, the newborn of our holy divine will, Louisa Picaretta, loves us within our sea, not outside of it. And it is right that we, Triune God, give Louisa the rights to let her come into our divine ocean, our sea, as many times as she wants. More so since she wants nothing other than what we, Triune God, want. And this is the greatest joy that she brings to us, Triune God. As if Louisa were bringing to us on her little lap all of our divine will, and overflowing with the divine will from all sides, Louisa remains eclipsed with its divine light, and we enjoy in seeing your littleness enclosed within our divine light. So here, again, it's in image and likeness of God. She's doing what God does. I mean, that's we're all going to be doing that, and we should be learning how to do this now, entering into the divine will, linking ourselves to Louisa with our round of creation, round of redemption, so that we can begin to be one with Louisa in doing what Louisa has done. And again, that's heaven on earth. And no matter what you're going through, If you do your acts and your rounds in the divine will, what you possess is peace, joy, and happiness. See, the consequences of worry, fear, anxiety, and complaints, Jesus says, is hell. You're anticipating hell. If you're worried, if you're fearful, if you're anxious, if you're complaining, if you're negative, if you're sinning, you are anticipating hell. You can't possess heaven. But if you're in the peace and the joy and the happiness of God and the divine will, you are anticipating heaven. So it depends. How are you living? Is it worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity? Is it sin? Or is your life truly fiat? Peace, joy, and happiness. Doesn't matter what's happening. Fiat. There's a tornado coming. Fiat. Like I said, just tell me, somebody in Texas was saying this huge hailstorm was coming, and she just said, Lord, in your holy divine will, protect us, fiat. And the hail came within a block or three blocks of her house. Stopped. I mean, you have to understand the power of God in the divine will. Jesus says the chastisements will have little or no effect upon the souls living in the divine will. Everything is fiat. And watch what happens. Volume 30, February 24th, 1932. My daughter Louisa, born and reborn in my holy divine will. Each time that, with all your full knowledge, you, Louisa, abandon yourself in its arms of light and remain there inside, so many times are you, Louisa, reborn in the divine will. And these rebirths are more one beautiful and striking than the other. This is why I, Louisa, called you, Louisa, many times, the little newborn of my holy divine will, because while you, Louisa, are reborn, you, Louisa, return to be born again. See, it's very clear that God wants this rebirth in us. And it's not, you know, to be born again isn't just to be, well, I give my life over to Jesus, I reborn. No, every thought, every deed, every word is to be reborn in God, to begin again in God. The creation, it's to participate in creation again and in redemption. In fact, my holy divine will is unattainable, my holy divine will is unable to remain idle with one who lives together with the divine will, but the divine will wants to always be occupied by being born again in a continuous way in the soul, absorbing her continuously into itself. So much so that my fiat is reborn in Louisa, and Louisa is reborn in my holy divine will. These rebirths on both sides are lives that they mutually exchange. This is the greatest attestation of love, the most perfect act to be reborn, to exchange lives, so as to be able to say to each other, see how much I love you, Louisa, and give you, Louisa, not acts but continuous life. God says this to Louisa, and Louisa gives this to God. It's, again, it's competition with God, with the I love you of God. Again, the divine will is the life of love. It's the life of the I love you in God. And God wants us to participate in Him. Not just a God who's 1,000,000,000 miles away, but a God who is one with us, fused with us. Here then, my daughter Louisa, for one who lives in my holy divine will, my will places this fortunate creature, Louisa, in the first act of her creation. Louisa feels her beginning in God, and then creative, vivifying, and persevering virtue of His omnipotent breath, so much so that if she withdraws in it, she returns into her nothingness from which she came out. And therefore she feels vividly her continuous rebirth in the arms of her Creator, feeling herself in her beginning. The creature renders back to God the first act of life that she received from Him. That is the holiest act, the most solemn, the most beautiful, the act of God Himself. So, in our breathing, we breathe in and we breathe out. Our heartbeat pumps blood in and pumps blood out. We take one step, we take the next step with the left foot, the right foot, the left foot. What God wants is it's a competition. I love you, no, I love you. Breathe in my divine will, breathe in my divine will. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in. Blood come in, blood come out. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. So when we listen to our heartbeat, we hear God's I love you, and we give to God our I love you. When we breathe in the I love you of God, we breathe out our I love you. We have to understand that this new way of living is the way God originally planned for Adam. It has been reestablished because of Louisa, who has the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. We want this life of Jesus. We want this life of Mary. Where is it found? In Louisa. That's why this mystery of Louisa is so important. Volume 31, August 7th, 1932. My newborn of my holy divine will, Louisa, it seems you go searching how to disturb yourself, but I do not want it. I do not want tempests in the sea of your soul, but perennial peace. That's the same thing for us. God does not want us to be worried. Oh, what about this? Oh, my goodness. What about that? Oh, my goodness. What about this? Oh, what about... God says, I want perennial peace. Fiat. So somebody's having trouble. Fiat. It's not that you don't worry. It's I trust in Jesus. Jesus, I trust in you. I have confidence in you. See, that's what God loves. Do you really trust me? That's what the Lord says. Do you really trust me? And when we say, yes, Lord, I trust you, then He says, you do what I want and I will do what you want. Don't even have to worry about it. And that's the life that God is calling us to. The tempest, that is, the fears, the frights, the doubts, they are tempests. They would impede in you, Louisa, the continuous murmur of your placid, I love you, that must run and murmur always in order to conquer your Creator, so that God will send His will to descend on earth forever, in order to let the divine will reign. That's what's coming. That's what's here because of Louisa. Volume 31, August 21st, 1932. The new mortar of my holy divine will, Louisa, has put our acts in her so that they are no longer alone, but have the company of Louisa, for whose sake they were created. See, God is saying, look at this. Everything that I've created was created for Louisa. Why? Because he knew Adam was going to sin. He knew Jesus and Mary were coming to the earth. And he knew that the human generations will be regenerated because of Louisa. That God knew this. So everything that was created for Louisa. And that's why the church right now, the Vatican, is reading this and they're going, everything is true, but how come we're just learning about it? It's because this great secret is now going to be given to the world through the Pope. And this was and is our will, to give the field of action to the creature in our same acts in order to be able to say to Louisa, we, Triune God, love. We, Triune God, operate in one single field with Louisa. Volume 31, December 21, 1932. I feel like a little baby in the arms of the divine will, and how true it seems to me that I am the little newborn, that while I am about to be born, another of his divine acts of his divine will pour itself over me, and even another knowledge of his is manifested to me, and I, Louisa, am reborn again in that act and in the knowledge, and as a new divine life in his holy divine will that I did not have in my power before. See, it's abundant life that's coming. And I didn't even know about it. In the act of receiving it, I feel myself reborn again. See, each act is a whole new beginning for mankind. But while I'm about to be reborn, he gives me another of his acts, and he invests me with another knowledge of his, and I am always in the act of being reborn. Oh, power of the supreme fiat. You don't know how to ever leave Louisa. On the contrary, it seems to me that you place me in the labyrinth of your immense light, in the act of always giving me new divine life, and I feel the need to receive from you, Triune God, your continuous life. Why? To remain lost in you, but a happy lost, because one is not lost but conquered by the new divine life that the divine will makes in Louisa. So she's diving into the ocean of divine love. Ocean of divine light, this ocean of divine love, light, and what was the third one? Love, light, and life. This is what God is wanting, to be lost in God, to dive into the infinite ocean of God, to drown in this ocean. And again, it's not to die, but it's to be filled inside and out with God. But while my mind was lost in the divine fiat, my celestial teacher, visiting his little newborn in all goodness, told me, my little daughter Louisa, my divine love is so much that I, Jesus, always remain in the act of making the gift of my holy divine will in all the acts that you do in order to receive your gift. I, Jesus, am the first to surrender the gift of mine to Louisa. And I, Jesus, spy to see whether Louisa is about to do an act in order to give Louisa's gift of my will in her act, so that in seeing the great gift that I made to Louisa, Louisa gives me the little gift of her will. So again, it's an exchange. It's competition with God. I give to you, you give to me. I give to you, you give to me. It's the heartbeat. It's the breath. It's the one step. It's the right leg. It's the left leg. It's the right leg. It's the left leg. It's to be with God. You know, what God is asking of us is to allow him to reign, allow him to be Lord of our life through Louisa. How glorious this is. Volume 36, April 12, 1938. My blessed daughter of my holy divine will, Louisa, how many wonders my holy divine will can make in you, Louisa. As long as you and Louisa give the divine will the first place and all the freedom to operate, my holy divine will takes the will, the word, the act of Louisa that Louisa wants to do as part of itself and covers it with its creative virtue, pronounces its fiat in it, and forms as many lives for as many existing souls. Okay, she does it in the name of everyone, everything, past, present, and future. Again, you see the great humility of Louisa. She doesn't talk about herself. The act of giving me, no, she says the creature. You know, she's nothing. She says, I am nothing. God is everything. So when people read this, they say, oh, I have this. Oh, I possess this. No. When you read the divine will, the one who lives in the divine will is Louisa Picaretta. The daughter is Louisa. You is Louisa. I mean, these whole 36 volumes are about Louisa Picaretta. And if we link ourselves to Louisa, then we also can share in being a child of Louisa, the children of the little mama of the Holy Divine Will. So, you, Louisa, were asking in my Holy Divine Will for, listen to this, this is great, for the baptism of all newborn babies that will come into the light of the day, and then for the divine will, the life of the divine will to reign in them. My holy divine will did not hesitate for an instant. Soon, it pronounced it fiat, its fiat, and formed as many lives from itself for as many newborn babies coming into the light, baptizing them all as you, Louisa, wanted, with its first light, and then giving each one of them its divine life. So think about this. In volume 36, this is right at the beginning of volume 36, Louisa says to Jesus, may all babies who are born be baptized. Jesus said, it's done. They're all baptized. And then he tells Louisa, it wasn't even you that prayed it. It was me and you that prayed it. Think about that. Then she says, may every baby that's baptized in the Catholic faith receive the divine will. He says, it's done. Do you see? It's not begging God. It's not pleading with God. It's not bargaining with God. It's let it be done as you say. Do you see the generosity of God here? And it's the same thing. Our job is to get all the babies that were aborted, baptizing them all in their blood. And then, Lord, let them all live in the divine will. God says it's done. Do you see the power of the divine will? The power of the divine will is not just please, 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 please. It's letting God have his way, not putting limits on God. See, God wants everyone. He wants every Jew to say Jesus is the Messiah. He wants every Muslim to say Muhammad, God bless him, but I want Jesus. He wants every Hindu and Buddhist to say, I want to be a Catholic. I want Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior and Master and King and God. I want the Blessed Mother to be my Queen and Mother. I want the Holy Father to be the Vicar of Christ on earth for me. I want the dogma and doctrine of the Catholic Church. I want the great gift of the divine will. Do you see our job? Mother Teresa had to go out and pick up one baby at a time and bring it to the orphanage. One baby at a time. Our job is to embrace everyone and everything with Louisa to bring everyone to God. You see why this is the greatest gift? Now you can, a lot of people say to me, well, I still like my devotional prayers. Well, God bless you. You know, keep on praying your devotional prayers. There's nothing wrong with them. You have to learn how to pray the round of creation and round of redemption. Well, I haven't got time for that. I got my devotional prayers. I got a whole book that I have to pray every day. And I'm kneeling and I'm praying these prayers. God says, fine. If that's what you want, then that's what you can have. What he's saying to us is, learn how to pray the round of creation. One with Louisa, so that you can bring everyone from the first person to the last into the kingdom. That's what Jesus is asking. So here, these newborn babies were baptized, and Jesus says, as you, Louisa, wanted, with its first light, and then giving each one of them its divine life. Then he says, if these newborn babies lack for knowledge, it will not possess our life. This life still remains for us, and we have as many divine lives that love us, glorify us, and bless us as we do ourselves. These divine lives are our greatest glory, but they don't put aside the creature who gave our fiat the opportunity to form so many of our lives for these newborn babies who are coming to the light. Rather, they keep her hidden in themselves to let her, Luisa, love as they love, to let her, Luisa, do what they do. See, do you see how important that is? He says they can't do it, but you can do it for them. It's the same thing for us. You love your family. You love your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, but Jesus wants you to love everyone who ever existed and who will ever exist. I mean, that's okay, we're going to do everything for them. Neither would they set aside the newborn babies aside. Rather, they would give them so much attention to guard them and defend them as to be able to reign in their souls. So again, what God has planned is a universal life for all mankind. And our job is to link ourselves with Luisa so that we can bring everyone into the kingdom. So I'm breathing. I breathe in the divine will for everyone and for everything, past, present, and future. I have my heart beating in the divine will for everyone, past, present, and future. Why? To adore God, to love God, to praise God, to thank God, to glorify God, to worship God in their name with my voice. So when I say I love you, Jesus, I bring everybody with me. And it's as if all of creation knelt down and said to God, I love you. Picture it. All of creation, every human that ever existed, kneeling in front of the Blessed Sacrament and saying, I love you. That's for every heartbeat, every breath, every thought, every word, every deed. This is a gigantic explosion of I love you going to the throne of God. The devil can't stay here. He's been banished from heaven. Heaven has come to earth through this little newborn. And we are praying in unity with Luisa, oneness with Luisa, so that the kingdom is established on earth as it is in heaven. The devil has to go to hell. He can't stay here. This is why all heck is breaking loose throughout the world. He knows it. He sees it. He senses it. And as soon as the Pope says she is venerable, then the Pope is going to say, give me some proof of her miracles. Watch the miracles that are going to happen worldwide. So begin now with praying to Luisa. Begin now. Get everything ready. So when the Pope says what's bound on earth is bound in heaven, watch what happens. Watch the explosion of I love yous, explosion of miracles that are going to happen. It's going to astonish the world. So now we'll end with the prayer to consecration of the divine will. We'll kneel if we can. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O adorable and divine will, here I am before the immensity of your light, that your eternal goodness may open to me the doors and make me enter into it to form my life all in you, divine will. Therefore, prostrate before your light, I, the littlest among all creatures, come, O adorable will, into the little group of the first children of your supreme fiat. Prostrate in my nothingness, I beseech and implore your endless light that it may want to invest me and eclipse everything that does not belong to you in such a way that I may do nothing other than look, comprehend, and live in you, divine will. It would be my life, the center of my intelligence, the enrapture of my heart and of my whole being. In this heart, the human will no longer have life. I will banish it forever and will form the new Eden of peace, of happiness, and of love. With it I shall always be happy. I shall have a unique strength and a sanctity that sanctifies everything and brings everything to God. Here prostrate, I invoke the help of the Sacrosanct Trinity that they admit me to live in the cloister of the divine will so as to restore in me the original order of creation just as the creature was created. Celestial Mother, Sovereign Queen of the Divine Fiat, take me by the hand and enclose me in the light of the Divine Will. You will be my guide, my tender mother. You will guard your child and will teach me to live and to maintain myself in the order and the bounds of the Divine Will. Celestial Sovereign, to your heart I entrust my whole being. I will be the tiny little child of the Divine Will. You will teach me the Divine Will, and I will be attentive and listening to you. You will lay your blue mantle over me so that the infernal serpent may not dare to penetrate into the sacred Eden to entice me and make me fall into the maze of the human will. Heart of my highest good Jesus, you will give me your flames that they may burn me, consume me, and nourish me to form in me the life of the supreme will. Saint Joseph, you will be my protector, the custodian of my heart, and will keep the keys of my will in your hands. You will keep my heart jealously and will never give it to me again, that I may be sure never to go out of the will of God. Guardian angel, guard me, defend me, help me in everything, and so that my Eden may grow flourishing and be the call of the whole world into the will of God. Celestial court, come to my help, and I promise you to live always in the divine will. Amen. And may the blood that flowed upon the foot of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now, again, pray for everybody. Keep this family of Louisa in your prayers. Pray for Bridget. Pray for who's got pneumonia. Pray for Carmen. Pray for, you know, everybody. Everybody's going through some difficult times. We got to keep us, everybody in our prayers so that we can get through this. God bless you.